And once again, this is The Blob, along with my co-host, King Cow. And you're here for another edition of Vinyl Rhetoric.
Hello, Mr. Robert Q. Blob.
Hello, His Eminence.
How are you?
I am good. At least I think I am.
You look good.
Yeah.
You look like you...
I feel with my hands.
I feel with my hands as well. Thank you,
sir. Yeah. What do you feel with your hands?
Whatever I can. Whatever won't get me in trouble.
Well, that eliminates most things.
Yeah. Most of them.
Yeah. It's all right.
Sometimes I pretend I'm blind, and then I just feel by touch.
I feel around.
Yeah.
I like feeling around things.
Yes, I like feeling round things.
Yes.
Yes, I love round things.
And squishy.
Balls.
Like, I will name him Squishy, and he will be my Squishy.
Oh, you're thinking of someone else. I was thinking of soccer balls and basketballs and baseballs.
I was thinking of what are those things? Rubber balls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rubber balls and liquor?
Oh, no.
What'd you have for dinner? Rubber balls and liquor?
Only on Tuesdays.
What'd you have for lunch? Rubber balls and liquor? What'd you do with your girlfriend last night? Rubber balls and liquor? It's like so stupid.
Yeah, it is.
It doesn't even make sense that when it was a joke that we had. I don't know if you tried.
Well, yeah, I remember the joke, but it was... We didn't use it much because of its lameness.
Stupid.
Yeah, its lameness kind of precluded us really wanting to use it.
So instead you went into the tumbling field.
Yes, I did. Oh, that's what I was... Oh, it'll come to me in a minute. I was just thinking about
something.
Does it
taste like come to you?
No. I don't know what that tastes like.
Salty.
Okay.
A little bit.
I'll take your word for it.
Just a little. It's like almost like a runny nose.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, I choked on something. I had like a little globule still stuck in my mouth or something. It's winter. I've got a cold.
Do you want some tissue?
It's stuck in my throat, not in my nose.
Yeah, but tissue works really good because it'll grab that stuff and you can pull it
out. Okay, I'm not putting tissue in my mouth because it'll disintegrate on my tongue. It'd be all... I'll be like scraping my tongue for five minutes.
Darn, I was kind of hoping to see what you'd look like.
Okay, I'm not as stupid as you think I am. I know it's a low bar. But really, come on, dude. Jeez.
I can get you some tweezers.
Okay, I'm not doing that either.
Hemostats.
What?
Hemostats.
Who?
Surgical, like squeezy things, you know. Like they got
joint roach clip?
It's a hemostat, dude.
Is that like a roach clip thing?
Well, they use it for roach clips, yeah.
I'm not even the druggie. No wonder I didn't know their name. You're like telling me, I'm looking at you like, hemostats, is that like a thermometer you stick in your nether region?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's a polyp puller.
In my mind, I'm trying to break down the word hemo, which I think is blood.
Yeah.
Stats. Okay. And I'm like drawing a blank. I don't know what blood stats are. Blood hemostat. So hemostats being those, they're like the scissors that clinch together?
Yeah. So if you're doing surgery.
But they call them a roach clip.
Well, that's what the stoners use.
Or they use the alligator clip as a roach clip.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know, that's a funny name, roach clip. I don't even.
Why you always wondered why.
I know why you would use it.
How did it get the name roach, though?
Because the roach, was it looked like a roach?
I don't know.
I guess I did wonder that a little bit, why they called it the little thing. Well, I have a bunch of roaches. Did they look like... So if you put like five or six of them into a ashtray, did it look like a whole bunch of cockroaches? Or did cockroaches just come and start, oh, I like this, and start getting stoned by eating roach?
You wake up in the morning, man, there's a bunch of roaches passed out.
Laying on
ashtray.
Their back, you know, a couple of them doing it. I've thought that before, but then it really goes fleeting for me because I never had a roach.
I saw one yesterday that said, it's a meme. It's called stoner math. You have 100 joints, and for every 10 roaches that you have left, you can make one joint out of that.
So you can get 110.
So if you smoke all the weed that you have, how many joints will you have smoked?
110. Hold on, 10. 111.
There you go. Stoner math.
Nice. I was going to say I never had a roach, but one day I was hitchhiking to work, and I would walk to the freeway, and the exit was right by Santa Rita Jail.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hitchhiking. Some dude picks me up. Yeah, I just got out. Okay, hey, I'm just going to the next, up the next, to the next off ramp. Hey, you want a joint? I mean, you want a roach? He just got out of jail. How he had a roach and he had a car. I was confused. Since he was giving me a ride, I didn't want to say no.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm like, sure. And I was wearing a sweat top that had a pockets.
Yeah.
So I just put it in my pocket, and then I think he was going to go on to 680. So he just pulled over on the side of the freeway and dropped me off there.
Really?
Yeah, and then a CHP officer came up.
And said, what are you doing?
Get off the road. And all I'm thinking is, oh, great, I'm going to get busted. I have a joint. I don't even smoke pot. I got a joint in my pot or whatever it is, a roach.
Yeah, a roach in your pocket. You were going to wind up in jail.
I think what I did is, get off the freeway. So I hopped over the fence and then just walked on in the whatever field that was there. And I think I just threw the thing on the ground, the roach. I'm like, okay, I'm paranoid just holding on to this. I'm not even doing anything. I just, it was a funny, that was a funny hitchhiking experience for me.
I bet it was.
I laughed. I'm like, interesting.
I think that's funny because it's like, you don't think about hitchhiking anymore. Nobody does.
Yeah, I have cars, so I don't really need to think about it.
Yeah.
But then I thought, I wonder if I could do it.
Would you ever pick anybody up?
I've thought about it, but I haven't seen someone hot enough.
I haven't either.
Actually, I've thought about doing it, and I have kids in the car. I'm like, yeah, I don't really want to subject them to this. And then when I'm by myself, I'm only going, a short distance.
Yeah, I'm going out of the freeway.
Yeah, I'm like going, I can take you three blocks up the road if you want.
Yeah, really, I'm turning right up here at the light, so.
Yeah. So and
if then, you're not going that way.
And I really think about it. I really think, hey, do you want to go up two blocks and then I'll drop you off because I'm going there?
I'll save you 40 steps.
Yeah. I'll get you on your way.
Yeah.
So I thought about that. Then I end up going, I'm not going to, because I don't want to get.
I don't need the aggravation of conversation.
I don't want to go through the hassle of trying to get him out of my car when I'm.
Yeah.
Oh,
man. Hey, could you take me to this address?
Okay, I'm not Uber. Dumbass. I think they probably call Uber. Well, not the ones that are hitchhiking far away.
Yeah.
They don't Uber from here to LA, I guess.
Or to Yosemite.
Yeah, I don't see a lot of hitchhiking, though.
No, I don't
not
either.
Like I used to. I see a lot more Will Work for Food. Or maybe it doesn't even say Will for Food. Homeless. Want something. God bless.
We'll do something.
I saw one time.
No will to work.
We'll have sex for food or something to that effect. I got a good laugh out of that one. Hey, you might as well be creative.
Yeah, you might as well.
Hey, no one has that base covered.
This is true.
So, hey, you ever see that there's the tag team, homeless tag team. So one, we'll just say this corner, for example, Costco exit.
Okay.
So someone comes to the island in between the entrance and the
oh yeah,
the
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Someone's on the parking in it there and their tag team partner is across the street sitting on the corner, or in the shade drinking water or whatever they're doing. And then after 45 minutes. I don't know how, I don't know when they tag out. But then they switch positions, and then they just keep rotating in and out.
Well, that seems an efficient use of resources.
Or you could both work at the same time at two different corners and make more instead of only working half the time. I mean, can you believe that a homeless person is that lazy?
Well, they're probably in a union.
Okay. All right. If they have those union rules, it says you can only work shifts of 35, 45 minutes, and then you have to take a 45-minute break.
Well, you know, they are kind of down on their luck, you might say, or they're...
Are they?
They're down on their decision-making.
Are they? I don't know. Some of them, there are some that are regulars.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I go, and I'm like...
Years ago, my oldest went on a mission trip with the church, and they went to San Francisco for like a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's before San Francisco was Poopa-Cisco.
Yeah. Dump city. You know, so he went, and he said first couple of days he saw this guy just sitting with a cup, you know, and people throw him some money and whatnot. And said he, you know, by going by several times during the day, he saw this guy, and the guy was there all day long. And he said it was like, this was probably Thursday night. He's been watching him for a couple of days. So like Thursday night, the guy got up and he followed him. He said he walked down a couple of blocks, went around a corner, and a guy hopped into a Mercedes.
Nice.
And he's like, I sort of didn't get that. I said, well, he's learned how to, he's making his money his way.
I heard a show the other day. They were talking about San Francisco. They have maps for visitors of the city to avoid the poop areas.
Oh, yeah. Nice. There's an actual app that actually allows you to actually point one out where it's at.
No, well, this one's just so they don't go to the poop sections. So they can enjoy their visit to the...
Where is a poop section?
Where, well, you know, where there's a density of poopers.
No, I'm just curious. I mean, is there a...
I don't know. I think you have to look at the map. That's why they give you a map, so you know where not to go.
Wow.
Watch out for the fecal tower.
But what if the poopers don't want to be in a pooper spot anymore? They go somewhere else and then create a new poop spot.
Probably. They probably do. Well, you also know they have the Brown Line Law in San Francisco.
Do they really?
Do you know what that is?
I have no clue.
So you're allowed to be naked in San Francisco. You could go nakedly into a restaurant and eat.
Nakedly?
Well, okay. Without clothes, with unclothing.
Without attire?
You don't have to bring a jack, a tire. You don't have to bring any of that stuff.
Yeah, that really came out kind of stupid. But, you know, you're welcome.
I expect nothing less.
Thank you.
Hey, when I see a softball, I swing as hard as I can. So, anyway,
how does that work?
Hold on. So you can go into these places. Well, okay. Wait, is your question, how does that work? Where do they put their money? That was my thought. Where? Okay, you go into an establishment naked. How do you pay? Do you have like a billfold in between your crack?
Well, maybe you wear, you know, a man purse or something. A purse.
That is a good idea. Yeah, or a purse if you're a woman. Yeah. So you go naked with a purse or a purse. All right.
I have no clothing on, but I have storage for money.
You have to do this too, though. So this is the Brown Line Law. When you sit down, you have to have a towel so you don't leave a brown line. So you have to provide your own towel. So I guess you could put your money in your towel, unwrap your towel, and then sit on your towel and money, or put the money somewhere, or your credit card. I mean, for all I know, they have little
skin flaps. Well, for women, a credit card would be easy.
They lift up one and just sit it under and hold it under their boob.
Kind of like they do with phones with their
bras.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Okay. So okay. A phone under one and a credit card on the other, and then you just walk around naked.
I think that'd be a.
Well, yeah, you can say it.
You know, I think you'd think of a better place than under your.
Well, you don't have a lot
of memory glands.
Okay, you don't have a lot of other hanging fruit unless you're a guy.
No, they could slide it up in there.
Slide it up where? Underneath? Oh, in that...
The nether region.
Okay. So the fur purse. Perfect. The fur purse.
Yeah, the fur purse.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking because, you know, that'd be just like...
It depends. Some
it's like if you open your wallet, where do you put your credit card? You put that little spot. Some of this...
Well, I slide it along the crack.
That's what I'm saying.
So, I think I'm tight enough that I could probably walk around and hold it back there. It looked like a little prehensile tail, maybe. But I think I could... They're like, what is that? Oh, I'd be afraid of pickpockets, though.
I wouldn't be.
I'm just going to walk around naked in San Francisco, take a dump wherever I want. You get fined for your dog taking a dump, but if you're a human, you can just go anywhere. What the hell is wrong with people?
You know, it's San Francisco.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the city, man.
The city by the bay.
When the lights go down in the city.
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
What the hell? How did you turn her on?
I didn't.
Yeah, you did. You said some words. When the light, I don't know, something sounded like Siri. Your voice, is she voice activated for you?
Apparently, maybe she is. I don't know.
That's like about the third time we've been doing the show and you're, it's come on and started recording us. It's either that or Big Brother.
Oh, yeah.
Or Google.
You googly.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway.
Oh, man.
So,
yeah. Well, you know, it's,
San Francisco used to be a great city. Now it's a city. A city in decay.
But it is just really, really an apt, hey, don't come here. There's a poop on the ground.
Well, I can't believe that someone would actually take a picture of it. Or report it. So you open the app and it's just got a whole bunch of thumb pins? What are they called?
Thumbtacks.
Thumbtacks?
I think that's what they call them, yeah. But I don't know. I haven't seen the app. I don't go to San Francisco.
I haven't seen the crack. So
I don't go to San Francisco very often.
I haven't gone in a while.
Yeah. It's been years since I've been.
I avoid it almost like the plague. In fact, if you go there, they probably have the plague now. So anyway, it's episode 152 of Vinyl Rhetoric.
Okay.
We hope that
It is 152.
Thank you. We hope that you're enjoying the show. That you're rating and reviewing, giving us 5 stars. Vinyl Rhetoric at @vinyl_rhetoric on Twitter, Vinyl Rhetoric on Facebook, vinylrhetoric@gmail.com, Vinyl Rhetoric here, Vinyl Rhetoric there, Vinyl Rhetoric everywhere, here vinyl, there vinyl, everywhere vinyl.
So, Old McRhetoric.
Had some farm. EIEIO. So.
EIOIA.
I brought something today. A debut album of a group.
Can we ingest it?
You can. I don't bring stuff like that. I don't bring ingestibles.
Darn.
No, mine's hard and plastic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like plastic.
Well, it's vinyl, so it's kind of plasticky.
And it would be easier to insert.
And it's wrapped in, there's plastic around the outside.
Okay.
So it doesn't get, nothing escapes or gets in.
So it has its own condom.
More or less.
Got it.
It's a little ripped. So... I've got to be delicate with it.
Okay. Just anyway. Be delicate.
So.
Be so delicate.
I don't know if you're going to know who this is.
Probably not.
But I know who it is. So that's why I'm playing it.
That's a good sign that we're staying on track.
I'll play the first song.
Okay.
And then let the guessing games begin.
Let the guessing games begin. Is this one for the...
No.
Okay.
Any idea?
I know the song real well.
Okay.
I mean, I know the song, but I cannot think of it.
I thought you might have known the song, and you probably will know the next song then.
Okay.
The next song was...
And maybe that'll help me remember who it is.
A bigger hit, I believe, than this one.
Okay.
I like this one. I think this is the first thing I heard this first, I believe, but I'm not certain.
This song?
Yeah.
The one cutting up?
I either knew this one or it's either first song or second song is what I heard first.
All right.
But I heard the first two, and I'm like, I like that. I like their sound.
It just came to me, and then it left. You were talking, and I went, oh, that's it's so... Oh, no, it's gone in my head.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it fell out my right ear. Okay. It's going to hang on my headphone.
It looks like an earring.
Oh, okay.
Leave it up there.
Okay.
Good choice. So
let me know if he starts waving.
I like him.
Don't give me any food after midnight.
I won't. Yeah, I won't.
Okay, good.
I like this group. I like their sound.
Something boy. No. Lover boy.
You are absolutely right. Yeah, when you said something boy, I'm like, and you looked at me like, nope, that's not it. And I'm like, shake my head. And you're like, that is absolutely 100. Nice one. Well done, dude.
Thank you.
Yep, lover boy.
Yeah.
So I like them.
And they were good. They were a good band.
They had a lot of hits, which I didn't.
That's what I thought.
There's a whole bunch of songs. I'm like, oh, I forgot they sang this, and I forgot. So, yeah,
we were listening to that. I'm going like, I know this group. I know this group. I just can't think of.
So here's the album cover.
Oh, cool. I like that.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then the back's nice. Got all the five guys that are in it.
Got
it. And the songs.
Nice. That's a nice album.
Yeah, I don't think it has anything. Yeah, no.
Nothing on the, no, nothing on the sleeve. Or, yeah.
But I did not know this. Then that song was The Kid Is Hot Tonight.
Yes.
I did not know that they were from Canada.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I just found that out right now.
So they're in the same April Wine category.
Oh, really? Are they from Canada?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't remember. Triumph.
The Canadians.
Triumph was from Canada.
Yeah.
And Rush was from Canada. So yes. I know a couple, but yeah, I didn't. I think they're from Vancouver.
Toronto's in Canada.
I think British Columbia, something like that. Vancouver, British Columbia.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So this is their debut album.
Okay.
I just, five-piece band, guitar.
The basics.
Bass. They have a keyboardist, drums. And a
vocalist.
And yeah, and the guy that sings does, I don't think, maybe now he might play something. Maybe he might have played a guitar when I saw him a few years back. But he's not really into playing too much. It's mostly, he's just singing.
He's just a vocalist, mainly.
The first time I saw him was... So this album came out in 80. I'm going to say I saw them in 82 at Day on the Green.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah. Foreigner, Loverboy, Scorpions, Iron Maiden.
There's some big spoilers.
It was interesting. It was interesting. And they...
How'd you like Iron Maiden?
They were all right.
Put together a pretty good show.
Yeah. I thought...
It was after
they came out. I think their debut album. So they were touring for that.
Nice.
So they didn't. They were only out for like 45 minutes or whatever.
Right.
The Scorpions put on a. They were there for a while, and then They were good.
Scorpions were good.
And then Loverboy came out, and they were better. I thought Loverboy was awesome. And Foreigner came out, and it was the biggest letdown.
Really?
Yeah. Loverboy, Scorpions, I thought were really energetic, and they put on a good show. And then Loverboy came out, and they got the audience into it, and I was blown away, because I knew some songs, but I wasn't expecting their show. And me and my friend I went with were like, yeah, they were awesome,
cool.
And then and then Foreigner came out, and it just seemed like a letdown because they weren't as high energy as the Scorpions or Loverboy. But they were still good. It just wasn't the same.
Right, yeah.
And then probably four or five years ago, Loverboy came to the fair.
Oh, yeah?
So we went to go see him. Awesome.
Really?
We had seats down, maybe 20 yards from the stage.
Oh, okay.
So we're fairly close.
Yeah.
But we were seated, and it's not a big area, and we only went to go see them. And we were, and that's when I realized, I forgot they sang this song. I forgot. And they kept on playing song after song after song. And I was like, man, they have a big, good catalog of hits. And some of them I just forgot. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the truth. It's like, well, I don't recall that song.
Yeah. And then they play it and was like, oh. So it was cool. I'm glad you got that. And I didn't have to give you any clue. Yeah. When you said boy, I'm like, oh, he knows who it is. Or he's going to figure it out. I guess they were going to go to the drive-in with their girlfriends. And the girlfriends were looking at magazines. And then, like, there was Cover Girl. And then they came up with, they were thinking, oh, Cover Boy. And then one of the guys, the guitar player, had a dream and thought of Lover Boy. And then came and approached the lead singer and said, hey, do you want to try this? And so they tried it out and they liked it. And that's how they became Lover Boy.
Really?
Yeah, pretty interesting, I thought. Yeah.
Is there a way to get a name?
Yeah. I always wondered, Lover Boy. I mean, I thought that they took it from, there was a movie, and I think it was called Lover Boy with Patrick Dempsey. And it's, I think, the one where he delivers pizzas. And if you order anchovies, that means that you're having, you're boning the pizza guy.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that in the movie.
I was a huge Patrick Dempsey fan. Yeah. I liked him in Can't Buy Me Love. I think there was one other one that he was in.
In a TV series he was in.
Well, yeah, he was in that one, but I didn't watch. After, I was way ahead of the curve on him, so I wasn't into McDreamy. My daughters and wife, they watch it.
It's last time I saw him, he was doing drugs. 24 Hours of Le Mans.
Oh, really? Racing?
Yeah, he's a racer. Oh. Yeah, he's a driver.
Yeah, he's in whatever that Grey's Anatomy, and he was in... He was in Maid of Honor, which I kind of like that movie. It's kind of a chick flick, but yeah. I liked it. Because I liked him, and I said, I'll watch that. Fitzpatrick Dempsey. He was in the movie, what's that one with Dustin Hoffman? Outbreak? I think it's Outbreak. It's where there's a disease, but he's the guy that steals the monkey and dies first.
Patrick Dempsey, really?
In I think it's Outbreak.
Because I just saw that movie, but I don't.
He's the one that takes the monkey. So kid that takes, that's Patrick Dempsey.
Is it really?
Yeah. He hadn't been in anything for a while, and we saw him. We're like, it's Patrick Dempsey. Because we both liked watching the I don't know what you call those, like the old John Cusack movies, Better Off Dead. Those kind of movies. That's what those Patrick Dempsey movies were like.
Okay.
They were those kind of teenage.
Dazed and Confused, that kind of thing.
I really, yeah, well, I've still never seen that. But those, the teenage movies where, you know, like, Say Anything. Yep, that's another one.
Isn't that the one where he's holding up the...
Yep, Boombox.
Yeah.
Okay. John Cusack. Yeah. So that's The Sure Thing. So all those John Cusack movies, I really liked them. And the Patrick Dempsey was kind of the same thing.
Better Off Dead was great.
That's an awesome
movie. I love that movie.
Well, recommended for everybody.
Yeah.
So, anyway, you ready to hear the next song?
I am.
Turn Me Loose.
Okay. There you go. Now come off the ceiling. King Cow, get off the ceiling. Thank you.
That song a lot too.
Oh yeah,
that song, just that bass is awesome.
It's a good song. I mean, I wasn't a huge Lover Boy fan, but
shocking.
Yeah, go figure.
But this is the kind of music I liked.
But it's good.
I don't know if you'd call what you'd call it, pop rock.
I think it's a little heavier than that.
Rock, hard rock. Yeah, but see, I think it's pop because it's a.
It's danceable.
Yeah, it's not got a overpowering guitar sound or screaming lyrics.
Yeah,
it's like any of those Foreigner.
Yeah,
Journey.
I agree. I mean, they weren't a bad group. I mean, I never thought of them as like, oh, but they weren't something that I went out and purchased.
Yeah, I did.
You did, yes, yeah. And I can thank you for that, because there'll be some. I mean, I've heard those first two,
right?
Those were played on the radio quite a bit, but I don't know what's coming next.
Yeah,
so maybe I'll be even more impressed with them if I hear more of them.
Yeah, maybe you will be. Well, maybe it'll just be more of the same, and you'll be going, "Yeah, it's all right." Which I, you know, and I didn't know what I was going to pick.
Right.
So I started seeing all, because I have a few more that I need to record, but I've been busy, so I haven't got around to, because I've tried to do like 2, 3, 4 in a sitting.
Oh, okay.
And right. So I was doing this one, and my wife came home. She came in the bedroom and was listening to the Lover Boy. Because she, not to me, to the band.
To the band, yeah.
Lover Boy.
Yeah, she likes them.
Because she likes the sound.
Yeah.
So she was there for this. And then I did a couple other ones. And, yeah, I didn't know what I was going to play. I was, should I do this? Because I know what my next two are going to be.
Okay.
And they are I've recorded them. I just haven't got them ready to go yet.
Yeah.
But that'll be like right the week before and the week of Halloween.
Okay.
So, and it's not, it's like last year, I'm not playing anything Halloween-y.
Oh, you're not?
No, I'm just playing from a movie again, some soundtrack stuff.
Okay. All right.
That have nothing to do with Halloween, but the movie was scary and I loved it.
Oh, okay.
So.
I can't seem to find the stuff that I want to find for some movie soundtracks.
What are you looking for? The Sound of Music?
No. Event Horizon.
You're looking for stuff that there was one copy made and you can find it on eBay for $1,100.
Yeah.
Nobody. You're looking for a soundtrack that has no words. It's just the sound. It's just music. Yeah. They don't put a lot of those out, I don't think.
Probably not.
Most of them, the soundtracks that get released, they have songs in them.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, people actually wrote songs for it.
No. Not.
Wrote for it.
Not recording. Yeah. Like John Williams does soundtracks. Do you hear John Williams singing?
No.
No, but you hear him conducting symphonies.
Oh, okay.
So there's stuff you can hear. So Star Wars, Raiders, those kind of movies. He'll do sound to Jaws. I don't know if he did Jaws, but so some of those you'll get. Like I have the soundtrack to Jaws.
Do you?
Yeah, I only bought it because I liked that. Dun, 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 dun. I thought that was awesome. So I have the soundtrack for Jaws. I don't even. It might have songs on it because I know it was Amity was a summer vacation town. So they put,
right.
They might have songs from like, I don't know if they had
Beach Boys.
Boardwalk or something. So they might have songs on there that were in the movie.
Got it.
But okay. It also has the soundtrack. The Sharks theme. I think that's what it might even be called, the Sharks theme. But yeah. Anyway, so there's some stuff that I like this and I try and get it, but it. I don't see a lot of soundtracks. I did not see a lot of soundtracks of of movies that don't have a lot of singing. That don't have a lot of specific songs. Like Flash?
I'm sure I won't find what I'm looking for.
Yeah, well.
Because it was all about sound effects, you know.
Yeah.
What is blood leaking out of a body sound in
space?
Deep space, yeah.
Like that?
Could be.
Oh, I thought it was a test. I thought you were testing me.
Oh, no.
That's the name of one of the songs? Is that the name of one of the songs on the album?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Oh, you were trying to... You were going to share that sound with the listeners?
Nah,
so if they were ever in space, they know what it's like? When they heard blood escaping from their body, they would know what was happening?
Yep. I just want everybody to be aware.
You are the listener's friend.
Well, you know, because I've traveled in space. So.
Oh, I forgot. Sternimus.
Yeah. See? You got it down.
Yeah, I know. You banged me in the head a lot.
Did my family send you a card?
And they did for my birthday.
Okay.
I forgot to tell you. I forgot to tell you to thank them.
Okay, I will.
I couldn't read a word on it. But
They just couldn't get enough of you. No, seriously. They think I talk too much during the show, and they want you to talk more.
Okay, well, that's understandable.
Well, that's what I said. I said, but you'll have to reach out to them.
I told you I couldn't read their writing.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty rudimentary stuff.
There was a lot of... It looked like they were just doing lines and zeros, and I didn't know what that meant.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, when they go binary, it's tough.
I could not tell. I looked at it, and I... Okay.
They try to go the universal basic language.
I'm not smart enough to understand basic language.
Well, it's like anything, you know, it's all ones and zeros, right?
I think so.
And I don't understand that language.
You do?
No, you don't. I do not.
That's why you got kicked off the island?
Yes.
That's why you got put on our...
Yeah, I got art. I got...
our little ball of humanity?
Yes. Hello, voice. Nice.
So...
Yeah.
All right, you ready to hear the next song?
Go for it.
The next song is Always on My Mind.
Always on My Mind. Who did that, Patsy Cline?
You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind.
That was...
Mind. Elvis. I don't know. Probably Elvis.
I was going to say Glenn Campbell.
Maybe. He was a rhinestone cowboy.
Slow, but you know, still a well-made song. Can you not believe I'm liking this? Or
yeah, I don't know. You like one song that I think you shouldn't like, and then you like another song better than the song you should have liked.
You know, it's just me.
Yeah, it is you. Were you listening to it backwards?
No, sideways.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got this little thing that I flick it in my neck. And it makes me hear things sideways, which is really kind of cool.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, you should be in my brain. got a lot of ooze hanging around.
Ooze and ahs?
Ooze and ahs. Yeah, it goes ooh, ah, ooh, ah. Oh, 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 and that's just in the bathroom.
Nice.
So okay, so.
Oh yeah.
What are your thoughts on it?
I liked it. I didn't like it as it's. It was a little more for poppy. I thought a little more.
That would be more of a
sugary sound. Than yeah. Like the
sugary.
Yeah, the other ones were, I don't know,
a little more rocking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, still.
And it was okay. Yeah. I'm not going to say, oh, yuck, but.
I think it fit on the side.
Compared to the other two songs, I'm like.
Yeah. You go like.
So. Because yeah. I think, you would like Turn Me Loose because of that dynamic bass in the whole song, but. You say nothing about it.
No.
So you're just an enigma.
Yeah, pretty much.
Enigma.
It depends how I wake up in the morning.
If you wake up?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I like waking up.
Waking up is nice.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, I just would have thought that...
I've been more happy with the previous song.
Yeah.
Well, I probably did, but it was, you know, it got played a bit, didn't it? I mean, that was what I heard on the radio quite a bit.
Well, they got played. Yeah. That one didn't. You Were Always on My Mind.
Right. Yeah. Didn't get played much, so I didn't have
And it
much.
Was a love song. So, I don't know. I guess that's what I'm trying to figure out is... why
the enigma strikes again?
When you like one thing and you don't like it, you don't have
Robert Hugh Blob, the enigma.
Yeah,
AKA
you don't have
I have no consistency.
Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, it doesn't exist,
but it should. I think, and I don't know why it doesn't. I mean, you have the consistency of it, like water right now, but later on when you coagulate, you'll be more like blood.
Okay.
And then as the evening progresses and you get, you know, back to more like the blob that you are, you know, and then you go through the whole cycle because that's your sternumous type.
Hey, man, you know.
Molting or whatever you call it.
The sternumous amoeba.
Yeah. So as the day progresses, you start to coalesce into your being. And as it gets cooler, you start to become more solid.
Yeah.
And then that's why in the morning you wake up, sometimes you're just a puddle.
Yeah. Yes.
I know. I know the life cycle.
You've seen me in the morning, right?
I've seen the life cycle of the sternumen. Are you a sternumen?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what we refer to ourselves.
So the fact that you don't like this, or you like this better, just confounds me.
Yeah, I should think so.
I would think you'd say, oh, yeah, I like the other two, and you don't. And then I for all I know, you're just lying just to confuse me.
No, I'm not going to lie. I'll be confusing, but I'm not going to lie.
Okay, so let's hear the last song.
Okay.
And let's see where this one ranks.
Okay.
This one is going to be called, wait for it, Lady of the 80s.
Well, well, well. Okay.
Yeah.
like that. I like that a lot.
Okay, I like that one too.
I like that one out of all the like songs on that side. That's my favorite.
I liked it. I liked it too.
And I don't even think I'd heard it before.
Well, I'm sure you hadn't. I'm sure you've heard only the songs they played on the radio.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So it's nice to hear something really good off that side. You know, I mean, other than the stuff that they played a lot of that I knew of. So
I like the sound. They had a good sound. They have a good sound.
Yeah.
I guess they're still performing.
Oh, they are? Okay. Yeah. All right.
I think they broke up a couple times and they got back together.
Yeah, that's all right. But, you know, come up with some new stuff, maybe.
I don't know if they're doing that or just touring as Loverboy.
Oh, got it. Yeah, it's possible.
But
yeah, I did like that song a lot.
Yeah. I didn't know if you would or not. The lyrics are kind of typical 80s lyrics. Kind of, you're driving me crazy, you're kinda making like me hazy,
yeah.
My lady of the 80s. Kind of,
yeah,
like
the what was the movies that came out back then?
Yeah,
like,
that's
like Real Genius.
Yes, and, so that, it's exactly what I was thinking.
What was the one with
Weird Science?
Weird Science. Yeah,
yeah. That's totally what I was thinking. It's like a song that you would find from those movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, it'd be that nice upbeat, you know, kind of,
yes,
a lot of action in the scene and whatnot. Yeah,
yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking, okay, as I listened to it. Yeah, and you helped me form my thought. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You gave me a thumbs up. I know you can't see that, but it was his thumb.
I was doing this.
It was only his thumb.
Because it was, I had to pull it out of the pie.
Yes. Way to go.
What was it? Real Genius and Weird Science and could have been Better Off Dead, too.
Yep, any of those movies. Yeah. But that's what when I was saying it was like the 80s. But yes, from an 80s soundtrack type of thing. That,
right.
That upbeat, high energy.
Yes.
Just, it's playing. So, yeah, I liked it. I like pretty much everything I have. There's one thing that I really haven't listened to that much. I think, but for the most part, it's like, I like them. I like Loverboy.
Yeah, they had a great sound. I mean, I never turned them off. I know that. You know, they came on, I was like, you know,
it is interesting listening now to more intently to
the
song construction, the guitar.
Yeah.
There's some heavy guitar on there.
There is.
And I think a lot of times you just kind of, you blow by that and don't really listen. You just, you know the song, so you just listen. You're not really listening intently. You're just hearing it.
Yeah, it's a real passive kind of, listening characteristic.
And so, if you listen a little more actively, you're like, wow, I've heard
that before.
Yeah.
In that song. Yeah. Well, that's cool sound. That kind of thing. Yeah. I think
when I recorded it and when I listen now, listening, wow, there's a lot of guitar in there that more than I thought. It's like Cheap Trick.
Okay.
Where I think, these songs are kind of poppy, but listening to them, man, these are heavy songs.
They are. And
so, but hey, I think a lot of the stuff that I like is in that vein.
Okay.
You know, Cheap Trick.
Sure.
Loverboy, Foreigner.
Yeah.
They have catchy songs, but there's a level of complexity that I think is sometimes not seen by
it's overlooked
a casual listener, not heard by a casual listener, I guess is more accurate.
Yeah.
And I've known some of it I've just glossed over because I just like the song. But then, I mean, when you play that once, Women by Foreigner, I'm like, I haven't heard that song, and not really a complex song, but it was awesome. So Just hearing things that...
Stab you in the back of the switchblade knife.
Just hearing things that you haven't heard or...
For a number of years,
critically listening to stuff that I have heard. It's like, wow, this is really cool.
Yeah, you kind of start really seeing them in a different light almost.
Yeah,
you know,
and appreciate them even more than you had before.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of what I feel like.
It's like what I'm getting from Queen. Mm. You know, it's like... It wasn't something I chased ever, and now as I'm starting to listen to more of them, and the variety of their music is fun to listen to, mm-hmm. you know. So, and that can be done with pretty much any band, I think, except maybe Mahavishnu Orchestra.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, well, you know.
Hey, you know what you can do with your Mahavishnu? You can
put it in the pie.
You can. Go sit naked in a restaurant in San Francisco and put that somewhere.
Brownline it.
Bring that as your, instead of a towel, you can sit on it.
Yeah, there you go.
Hopefully it doesn't break.
Might.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not worth anything to me, so I don't care.
Yeah, I hear you.
So, anyway, that was Loverboy.
Thank you. I appreciate you bringing that. I really do.
Do you have anything else?
No, sir.
Say goodnight, Blob.
Goodnight, Blob.
Bye.
Later.